Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to Dollars and Cents Radio here on TerryWilson3.com. Thank you so much, and happy, happy Good Friday and going into Easter Sunday. It is a wonderful time of the year, especially for the believers in Christ, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And I have a special webinar coming up this coming Monday, and I want to talk a little bit about it in the podcast today to invite you out, because I think it's going to be, for some people, a Kairos moment, a time where you can really self-evaluate. Have I lost the thing that I should be working for and really taking part of? And that is the joy of just living, and the joy of working, and the joy of doing what you do. So I'm going to be talking about that this coming Monday, March the 28th, right, the Monday after Easter. And it's at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And you can register at TerryWilson3.com/webinar. We can accept up to 500 people. So if you want to get in, make sure you get there a little bit early. I always recommend getting about 15 minutes there early, because they will allow us to accept more reservations than they will actually allow to come in, because of bandwidth and those things that are software, which is Citrix, GoToWebinar by Citrix, allows us to have. So you've got to be there. Just because you're registered doesn't necessarily mean that you will have a seat if there's more people there before you. So get there early. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. If you want to go to the next level, then you have to grow to the next level. And here at Terry Wilson, we offer you free audiobooks through Audibles just to help you go to the next level. So if you want a free audiobook, the way it works is you try their services out for 1 month free of charge, okay? And if you decide you don't like their services, you can cancel and not pay anything. And during that month, they give you a free audiobook. So go to TerryWilson3.com/freebook. That's TerryWilson3.com/freebook. And get you a free audiobook by some of your favorite authors: Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, John Maxwell, you name it, they're over there. And they will offer you a free audiobook just by going to TerryWilson3.com/freebook and using our link. If you want some free training, I offer free training on different and various marketing, entrepreneurial, subjects that you might want to consider: sales, marketing, email marketing, online marketing, just inner game, outer game stuff, how to go to the next level. I've got all different types of training that you can get, and some of it for free at TerryWilson3.com/training. TerryWilson3.com/training. And lastly, if you're looking for a job, if you've got someone you know they're looking for a job, or they're looking for some sort of entrepreneurial opportunity, whether they're wanting an hourly job, whether they're wanting a production job, whether they're wanting a sales job, we have all different types of opportunity to earn money at TerryWilson3.com/jobs. That's TerryWilson3.com/jobs. Go over there and check it out, and maybe you can find something that will fit your personality type and what your needs and desires are to take you to the next level. In the next 10 minutes, I just want to talk to you about rediscovering and finding your joy. If you've lost your joy for living, if you've lost your joy for life, if you've lost your joy for your work, that passion has just sort of gone out, then I want to show you real quickly, and I'm just going to give a highlight of the training that I'm actually going to offer this coming Monday. So if you want more of this, you want to come to the live training, you'll be able to ask me questions afterwards as well, because it is live. But see, joy is so important. It really is. Joy is the fuel for your motivation. It's the spark for your inspiration. It's the payoff for your perspiration. Joy is so crucial. Matter of fact, because we're in the Easter season, you know, it said it was for the joy set before him that Christ went to the cross. So joy is that fuel that makes you do things that outside of that you would not do. So if you've lost your joy, then you have found yourself in this perpetual cycle of a holding pattern on life. You're not going to the levels you want to go. You're not achieving the goals that you want to achieve. You're not going to the levels and the steps that you know you can. And the reason is you've tried this training course. You've tried this. You've tried this. You've tried this. And it all comes down to the fact that you've lost your joy and you've got to regain it. Because if you don't regain that joy for living, that zeal for life, that joy for doing and accomplishing what you've got your hands to, then you really will give up the first time that a challenge comes, or you'll get in this mode to where I'm never going to expect too much out of life, because if I do, I've been conditioned by life that life is going to throw some hard balls and some curveballs at me. And the best way to manage with that, the best way to cope with that, is just not to expect much out of life. So if that is you, let me first encourage you to fear not. Don't allow fear to convince you that you should never try. You should never go for it again. I've got a mantra, if you will, on my homepage at my Facebook wall. It says, fear has killed more dreams than failure ever dared to. See, we are so conditioned to, man, I just don't want to try because I am so scared. If something happens, if I was to fail, I don't know if I could take it again. And we get in this cycle. I call it the failure cycle, but I want to show you that you can break that cycle. You can realize your dreams. You can leverage your strengths and you can control your destiny, but you can't settle. You know that commercial on TV that DirecTV's right now, The Settlers. That is a funny commercial, but it's also so true. So many people are still watching cable and still doing this because they've settled. That's the point that DirecTV is trying to get across, but you can do more. You can accomplish more. It's just you've got to get in a system that is going to mitigate your risk and is going to perpetuate and it's going to accentuate your strengths. Because, see, we all have strengths and weaknesses. And sometimes taking a little bit of time, investing a little bit of money in training and coaching will go a long way in self-discovery and figuring out, okay, this is what I'm good at. And this is what I need to work on, and let me leverage what I am good at. See, one of the things when you were talking about breaking the cycle of failures, you know, there's this huge cliche that says time changes everything. No, time really doesn't. Time changes nothing. Time only affords you the opportunity in the space to make changes. If you don't make changes, change does not happen. Time does nothing but just give you the opportunity to control and pull the knobs and turn the knobs and pull the handles or whatever you want to say to make the changes you need. So one of the things that I see so many times in people is I'm going to put off my dreams. I'm going to put off my goals. I'm going to put off my ambitions. I'm going to wait till this. I'm going to wait till the kids get out of the house. I'm going to wait till the grandkids get out of the house. I'm going to wait for this. I'm going to wait for this money to come in. I'm going to wait for this. I'm going to wait for this. I'm going to wait. And all of a sudden we're in this perpetual holding pattern that we never go after it. And we never rediscover what brings us joy in life because we're always waiting on the perfect time. Well, I hate to tell you this, but the perfect time is a fallacy. Because there is no perfect time. You want to know what the perfect time is? Now, for such a time as this. You know, choose you this day. What are you going to do? It don't have to be a huge step. And one of the things that people, the reason why they get in this perpetual cycle of failure is because maybe they finally convinced themselves, okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do something. And they step out. And it doesn't work out. That first step is a squishy step. It's a step that doesn't bring back what they were hoping for. All of a sudden, you know, the dreams, the ambitions, the hopes that step taking that step, it just, there was no payoff in it. And then the fear steps in and says, oh my word, I knew I shouldn't have let somebody talk me into this. Let me explain something. When you launch in to rediscovering your joy, rediscovering what makes you tick, rediscovering what is going to put you to the next level, that is the hardest step you will ever take. It takes more energy to get a rocket off of the platform than that rocket will ever spend once it gets up into space. You got to break away from some gravitational pull. So let me go ahead and manage your expectations. That first step of I'm going to go out there, I'm going to go for it, I'm going to reach my dreams and reach for my goals, I'm going to rediscover what brings me joy, I'm going to put joy back into living. Let me just explain to you, that first step, it's going to be hard. There's going to be resistance. There's going to be pushback. There's going to be, I can't believe you did it. There's going to be doubt. There's going to be fear. But let me explain, there's a difference between launching and landing. That first step doesn't land you where you want to go. It just launches you into the direction that you want to go. So don't expect to land on the first step. Understand the first step is simply a launch. And you will break out of a perpetual cycle of failure that has been brought on simply because of thinking that, well, when the perfect time happens, then I'll happen. Or if I do something, I should expect something immediately. You know, I was fortunate enough to get to go to these basketball camps when I was a kid growing up. Grew up in the Carolinas, born in Georgia, moved up to the Carolinas as a young child. Got to go to basketball camps. Loved Tar Heel basketball. Loved. I mean, growing up in North Carolina in the 80s, late 70s and 80s, was the time to understand, to realize, and to enjoy North Carolina basketball. Michael Jordan, James Worthy, Sam Perkins, Dean Smith, all of these guys, JRE, Jeff Lebo. Oh man, it was just such a wonderful time to get, as a child, to watch ball, to see basketball, to play basketball. I kid my children all the time, you know, back in those days, when the ACC tournament came on, when Carolina was playing and you were in school, they would actually break for the game and bring in a TV and you would sit there. And that was our you know, be good that day. Don't give the teacher a hard time, because if you're good, we're going to get to watch the Tar Heels play basketball. And so that was the time period I grew up in. And so when I got to go off to basketball camp as a kid and meet some of these heroes, to meet the Michael Jordans, the Dean Smiths and all that, man, it was just like, you know, it could not get any better, right? Dean Smith, in one of his talks, gave a wonderful talk, and he gave a talk on the difference between effort and execution. And he made this profound statement. He said, points are put on the board by execution, not by effort. And he said, you know, it's very important for us to put forth a great effort. No one wants to be lazy. No one, you're never going to get anywhere in a game of basketball just by que sera sera. But it's executing the play. It's executing on what you know. It's the execution that is the most invaluable component of putting points on the board. And just like in basketball, life is about executing, okay? And when we have tried and we've put forth all of this effort, we really get down on ourselves because we don't see the execution. Let me encourage you today that maybe it's not because of lack of effort. You've put forth all kinds of effort in life. Maybe it's time to simply sit back, look, and examine your strategy. What are you doing? It's not that you're not trying. You know, it's not that you're not putting forth a great effort, but what are you expending your energy on? Because one of the things that will rob your joy is trying so hard. I read a meme on Facebook that says, stress is when you're working really hard to do something you hate, but passion is when you're working hard to do something you love. Come out Monday night. 90 degrees and freezing out here.
You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.